Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A 3rd century monk called Anton lived as a recluse and hermit in the Negev. It's near what we know as Egypt today. In time, the monk developed a following among his day's prominent personalities who often wrote, but don't ask me how the mail was delivered, to seek his wisdom and prayers regarding personal decisions. Even the Emperor Constantine, so say historians, sought his counsel. One day, one of Anton's disciples expressed surprise that even kings and emperors would ask for his advice. Anton replied, "Think nothing of it. What the emperor writes is not even worth mentioning," contending that there is only one letter really worth reading, that written by the very hand of God. "We call it the Bible," said Anton. In recent days, a rash of books have been published, all of which purport to have revealed great spiritual truths through numbers in the Bible, or through an assortment of weird approaches to the simple truth of this grand book. What stops most of us, however, from gaining the insights from this book is not a divining of mystical hidden truths, but a simple ignorance of its teaching and precepts. If you want to discover God's plan and purpose for your personal life, and this book says He has one for you, as unique and distinctly different for you as your DNA or fingerprint is from everyone else on planet Earth, then you need to learn what this book is all about. In a real sense, the Bible is like a roadmap, or a GPS unit, both a roadmap and a sophisticated electronic device that fixes your location precisely by fixing on satellites in space, are valuable only if you choose to follow their direction. When someone, however, chooses to ignore what a map or a compass says, preferring to rely on gut instinct, they may well be in for a long, rough ride. The Bible gives you a fix on absolutes in life. They are as unchanging as is the North Star or the North Pole. They remain the same regardless of the weather or the winds of human opinion. The Bible tells you who God is, who you are too, and how you can get through life without failing or falling on your face. Yes, it says, do this and don't do that, just as anyone would do were he to tell you how to get through a jungle and come out safely on the other side. The negatives of this book are not to inhibit you or keep you from finding happiness, but to guide you through the hazards of life. But how do you find His personal direction for your life? In either clear statement or principle, you will discover direction in this book for every decision you will ever make in your life. Whoa, you may be thinking, that's a pretty inclusive statement. Well, obviously, this book gives many clear statements of what you need to do to find purpose in life. This includes things like the Ten Commandments and hundreds of clear statements of do's and don'ts. But far beyond that, it gives you principles by which you can guide your life and your relationships. In one of my boyhood's favorite books, written by Nordoff and Hall, when the Bounty was shipwrecked in the South Seas and the lives of the men aboard were being destroyed by hatred and disease and alcohol, someone finally remembered the old Bible in the hold of the ship, went back, got it, and began reading it to the people. Sobered by the truth of this book, they began to follow its teaching and live as God intended them to live. This book will do the same thing for our messed up lives today. Read it and apply it to the needs of your life.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.